what is your environment? And not necessarily like, are you in the woods or are you in the city? It's more of where are you personally? Yeah. Where are your emotional state?
Your mental state.
Yeah, yeah, your mental state. What kind of foods are you putting into your body? Have you experienced trauma recently? These factors start to weigh in, but the microdosing.
What are you not addressing in your life? Because if you're hiding something or like trying to avoid it, it won't help you do that. This isn't alcohol. It doesn't numb you. It doesn't like make you forget shit. You will address shit. You will like hyper focus on something, introspect, and see that thing from a million different perspectives and go, what in the fuck? Like, what am I doing?
Happy 420, fishy family. And welcome to this special Cannabis School episode as we chat with Brandon and Jesse of the one and only Cannabis School podcast. It's less about getting high and more about living better. So if you're interested in learning more about cannabis, how to use it for your health, but you have no idea where to start, this episode is for you. Before we dive in, thank you, thank you, thank you for having the bravery to face your shit and heal yourself by listening to this show. If you haven't noticed, we live in a very censored world. I mean, just the title of this show literally points to that. So because we are talking about truth, freedom, and very real shit on this show, its exposure and its reach are being limited and can't reach the full potential of people that need help and want to hear this. So thank you for liking this video, sharing it, and subscribing on YouTube, following on Spotify, to my channel to help me break the algorithm and help others heal themselves. Facing your shit and healing yourself is a movement. You can join this movement with a one-off donation or become a member for as low as $5 a month and receive exclusive artwork, be featured on the show, submit questions for guests, and more. This podcast complements and is the science behind my award-winning augmented reality interactive art book, Face Your Shit, Heal Yourself, about how I healed myself from endometriosis. And speaking of art books, if you are thinking of creating one, I highly, highly recommend checking out Snap Collective, where you can create and sell your book for basically free. Yes, I said free. I wish I would have known about this when I published my book, so that's why I'm telling you guys. Contact them today with the link in the show notes to learn more. So all of that to say, even though I was lied to for years by doctors promoting Big Pharma, I was able to find experts and practices that helped me achieve what I thought was impossible. This show introduces them to you. Today we are chatting with Cannabis School podcast hosts, Brandon Elder and Jesse Angelis. Their mission? To make learning about cannabis super fun and easy so you feel confident and safe in your cannabis journey. They created the Cannabis School podcast to elevate cannabis education, support you all the way, and make sure you have a safe, educated, and intentional experience exploring cannabis. When Brandon isn't in front of the mic, he is soaking up nature's beauty in Utah's mountains. Think of him as a mix of funny Jon Stewart, curious Bill Nye, and chill Snoop Dogg. Jesse's passion lies in exploring cannabis's potentials while helping others tell their stories effectively. His mantra, evoking emotions ignites loyalty. With Jesse's guidance, your cannabis journey will be filled with engaging narratives, insightful conversations, and genuine connection. Get ready for a storytelling adventure like no other, where every word you say leaves a lasting impact.
California is by far the worst with blinkers. They just turn wherever they want.
Yeah. Yeah, but they go faster. I feel like they do it in a very different way. Like they're
fast.
Oh, yeah. Same with Texas. If you go down to Texas, oh my God, it is, everyone drives down there.
Yep.
Fucking nuts. Like when I drove down there, I was going 90 on the freeway was my lowest. And that was because I had a radar and there were these random cars that were going the same speed. So we were jumping between 90 and 130 with these three cars. And we were just switching who was in front depending on the moment. And we went for probably 3 hours that way. But that's how every experience in Texas has been, is everyone just drives crazy.
I am such a cautious driver, especially when my kids are in the car. I'm like, nope, I'm not. And I haven't been in a wreck. The only wreck I got in when I was 17 years old, and I got hit.
Wow.
I've never been in a wreck. I've never been arrested for... I've never been arrested and, well, went to jail.
Bro, are you just trying to call me out for shit left and right?
No, dude, I've been in cuffs 15 times. I've always talked my way out of it.
Yeah, but how many of those were your partner?
I've never done this.
Were my fault?
No, how many of the handcuffs were just your partner?
Wow, I love the ball busting happening right now.
Oh, that's all the time. I grew up in a family where...
Lucky bastard.
We're all really mean to each other, but that's how we showed love.
Well, listen, you got to keep it real. Got to keep it fresh or else it just gets boring.
Very real. And if it tastes like cock, you got to tell him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Brandon would know. So
I can smell it from here, bro. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Use a mouthwash and oil pull.
Oil pull. Nice. So get a really good high grade coconut that you'll be like,
I got some in the kitchen. I got
you. Yeah, dude. There you go.
I think you're hilarious. And I was just telling him, the chemistry and the compatibility that's there, you guys are pros and you can feel it. I feel it. And I love the setup. I love what you talk about. Cannabis has helped me a lot on my journey. I'm not a fucking aficionado like you guys. Like, that's more like...
We're not aficionados. We just seem like it. Right? It's like the thing. Like, I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV. Yeah, so.
There you go.
It's weird. It's like we don't really have any specialty, but then when I talk to other people, they're like, oh, you're like a pharmacist. And I'm like, no, I guess
But it goes to say, it's like what you do with art. There's things that you see, there's nuances that you see within every style, and you know what that artist is trying to accomplish through that. And what's great about art is that the interpretation is up to the eye of the beholder. So when they look at it, they get to see it. And that's what we've done with what we've created here, was solely just to make money. Just kidding. We're not making any money.
I was going to say, I know that shit's not true.
It's getting closer. Well, it's getting closer, but it's a labor of love.
Technically, we are.
Yeah, we are getting monetized in ways. But at the same time, though, our goal was just
not to make money. It was looking at the market of like where there wasn't any real connection or conversation or education around cannabis. And in the podcast space, it was basically like this one time I got high, mm-hmm. how you grow pot or the business side of it.
Yep.
And there are so many people who are either considering consumers on the fence, or like they've been consumers and truly they have no idea about the product that they consume, how to consume it properly, or like the real ways that it can benefit their body. We've had so many audience members who even go, hey, I went from being like a pothead or a weed smoker to now I consume cannabis with intent for specific reasons.
Yeah.
And I've gained so much more value from it.
And that's the difficult thing for many people within the cannabis world. And I'm saying on the business side is that typically they still go back to Cheech and Chong, which there's nothing wrong with that.
But they're funny.
It is. And that's what we have. We have the satirical side. We have our Facebook page that is all for comedy in cannabis and making fun of what cannabis culture has been and what it is today. But there's also serious things that we can be able to introduce. And that the consumers are asking for that. They want to have that. They want to have a brand that's going to be around longer than 6 months before they have to go, hey, where's those carts that you guys used to have? Oh, we don't sell them anymore. We got this one now.
Are they as good as the other ones? Yeah. I really like those. And that's the problem with cannabis is there's so many brands that they come and then they disappear 6 months, a year, 2 years later. Even with products in the cannabis world, you think about, I was talking to one of my buddies when I went and got cheetah piss from him.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't actually tell people this is cheetah piss. And I was like, why? And he's like, the name. Because, and I think about it and I'm like, okay, but...
Piss in my mouth.
If you're like my mom, my dad, if they were to get into cannabis and they were to go to some place and they're like, oh, we've got cheetah piss. We've got like donkey dick. We've got Bruce Banner.
Is there a donkey dick?
I don't know. Probably. They've got all these weird things.
That's not making sales.
They're looking at it and they're like, I don't want that. Where's something that's, I'm looking for aspirin, I'm looking for Tylenol, I'm looking for ibuprofen, I'm looking for like melatonin, I'm looking for this, what is this thing? Exactly. And we're going in and it's, here's Cheech and Chong's triple berry punch. Or when they go in, they're like, how is that going to do anything for
sweet,
me?
That would be like, good.
It's so hard for, I think, any new consumer to go into that. Wow. And that's why there's such confusion of like, where do I start? What's going to help me? And what's going to send me in this freak panic that I always hear about? Oh, don't try marijuana. It's scary. It's going to do this to you.
Right.
Totally. It's like, how did we get from weed as the devil to now it's largely decriminalized today? And all these things we're talking about is a perfect platform. Because you're seeing Delta 8, Delta 9 products. I just watched your rescheduling versus descheduling episode. Hell yeah. We're going to chat about that today.
Yeah.
Gas station, CBD. There's a lot there. Donkey dick, I'm sure, is there at the gas station.
It's got to be a strain.
Gosh, got a Ron Jeremy, right? He got all sorts of strain. No, and it's exactly to that. Like, you got to, I don't know. I want to have... The one thing that I've seen,
I'm a strain.
I'm a practicing Christian, and the funny thing I tell people is I tell them I convert more people to cannabis than to Christ. You've heard me say that on the podcast, but it truly is. Every single week, I have people approaching me at church going, hey, I want to use cannabis, but I'm really scared. And I'm like, just go to my episodes. And they're like, okay. And they're like, what's it about? And I'm like, well, there's going to be language. And I said, but it's not going to be anything you're not used to through social media or through a PG-13 movie. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. Nobody's showing their tits, so we're good. And they're like, okay, cool. I'm like, that's it. I'm like,
yeah, I don't
there's
think
no
we've
nudity
done that in any episodes.
There's no graphic sexuality. That's all behind the scenes. It's usually Brandon in the corner furiously masturbating.
That's OnlyFans has to start somewhere.
It's just in the corner
on the rock salt lamp.
And it's just and it's always like this, just like this steady moaning.
This goes back to one of those other episodes that we were
doing
on someone else's
gotta get
podcast.
Ready for the show. That's how he gets pumped up. Just kidding.
Nice. Just kidding. Salty. God.
But anyways, let's salty. Gross.
There's so much that you said already. But what would you say motivated you to face your shit? Forming cannabis school, becoming who you are today. What was it for you guys that pushed you over the edge, faced your shit, healed yourself, talking about all of this? Many of the things I talk about aren't necessarily known in the mainstream as well. So what was it for you guys?
Go ahead, Brandon.
Well, I guess luckily our podcast is actually legal. And we actually started it in a state when it was medical. So the only thing that we didn't do at the beginning was have our medical license. I have a cracked disc. So as far as the law stated in Utah, when it first came in, it was like, if you technically have all of your medical approval, all of your doctor's stuff proving that you're within this qualified condition, you could be approved. And I was like, so legally, if I get pulled over, I could fight it and go, here's my qualifying condition. Here's my cracked disc. Here's my paperwork from all of this. Here's my MRIs. I could fight it and I could win. I never actually had fear along that side of it. But so when we started, the only thing we really didn't do was have a medical card. And then we ended up partnering with a company about 6 months to a year in, and we got our card. And after that, it was, we had our card here. So we no longer worried, but I guess it was just more of a, man, healing ourselves. I think cannabis was actually part of the introduction, at least for me, to healing myself. The cracked disc was a big thing because I'd just gone through divorce or separation like 3 months before. I was heavily drinking. I got in a motorcycle accident and cracked my disc. And I found that...
Was that your brother?
I actually didn't tell him that until a handful of months ago. And someone asked, we were in a conversation. He was like, oh, was that the accident where I hit you? And I was like, yeah, I just didn't want to tell you because I didn't want you to feel like it was your fault. I don't blame you for that. It was just circumstantial. So,
oh, I would have blamed my brother for sure. And be like, every time I get up, I text him like, thanks, fucker.
Yeah, well,
back hurts every day.
I don't know.
No, that's... but I like that though, because it's not the what I know about Brandon. I'm going to add a little bit more to it because there's only so much that you could be able to share for yourself without sounding like a dick. But
of course,
Brandon really just had a lot of trauma, emotionally and physically throughout his life, like everywhere from like when he was a kid, where his back got folded like this and his legs were stuck and his dad grabs him and just shakes him out like it's an accordion and he just straightened out and there's pops like that probably caused trauma. And then a lot of the emotional, like he shared, like divorce, and there was a lot of hardship that went through that. And there's so many things that come through it. Brandon is a unique butterfly and he's gone through many more. What was it?
Metamorphosis.
Thank you. Metamorphosis. I was like, the meta was the part that I was like morphosis. And I was like, that's not a word really by itself.
Morpheus.
Morpheus. Hey, there we go. Take the pill. But
I already did.
He did. But he really has utilized cannabis. And that's where he was able to face his shit, was by being able to be more introspective. And that actually dovetails really well into a mind, because at the time I was on a lot of anxiety medications. I was overweight. I would push down my emotions all the time. And I wasn't able to face them because I grew up during a time where I was a latchkey kid. My parent, I grew up poor and both my parents worked. I raised myself from probably the age of 10 on up. And it was really a lot of those things I was just told to just shove it down. Don't let your emotions out. Don't let any of that. And
well, guys don't feel.
Yeah. You know. Well, more of this, just push it down. None of my siblings, we weren't allowed really to cry around each other or around our parents, because it's just, what are you crying about? Keep moving. So all of that trauma builds up. And what cannabis did when we were facing it was, hey, you can actually feel now. And it starts out, and I wish I would have had a better guide with it. And Brandon wishes he had a better guide with it. Like, it was just, Brandon got me a pen from Colorado. And I was like, it was so cool. It was in my basement and I hid it in the rafters of my ceiling, so my wife didn't see it. And this time, like, I used to go and get a tall boy. Like, I get a tall boy or a 40 of MGD and drink it like maybe every other month. Like, I pound that and I just get a little fucked up. But then I felt like bad. And I'm a type 2 diabetic, so that sucks too. But Brandon had said, hey, dude, like, you should give this a shot. And I'm like, nah, dude, I don't smoke pot. Because when I was in right out of the Navy, I got totally blitzed out of my mind with this friend. And I ended up throwing up all over her bathroom because I smoked way too much.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of guidance. But he guided me through it. He's just like, here, try this, try that. And do small doses. And at first, it was just like, ooh, I'm a little floaty while I'm mowing my lawn, to I need to work through this shit, or I need to be energized, or I need to go to sleep, or I'm not feeling very good, or my guts hurt and I've got diarrhea. Like, I've got so many ailments.
Or I'm feeling anxious or stressed. Or
I go to my medicine cabinet now, which is not over by my toiletries. It's in my closet in a cool lockbox, and I open it up and I've got carts, I've got concentrates, I've got edibles, I've got tinctures, and I've got flour, and I know where to go now. And what's been so great is that we pass that on to so many people now, not only through the podcast, but in person. We're like, oh, did you try this? Yeah. Have you tried that?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people strive to be where you're at in your closet, like opening it and there's your medicine from the earth.
Oh, 100%.
I think that's where people really want to go. They just don't know where to start. And I can totally relate to your story, because I don't think the guidance and learning ever ends. I think it's, at least for me, it's all a journey. And that's what I say about healing in general. It's not a destination. It's all a journey, because then you reach new levels of feeling a certain way. And it's like a whole new menu of different sensations that you didn't even realize, couldn't even conceive of. So where would you suggest people start to get to that goal of, okay, I want to go to sleep, or I need to be energized, or where would they start their journey in this cannabis world? We can
start.
That's
so easy. Brandon, you just go ahead and answer that.
All right. We talk about it all the time. We talk about flower first.
Well, but before we can go into that one, this is a shameless plug, just because we know, but the emails, the DMs, all of that, go to our podcast. Start with the 101s, learn the basics, go to listen to the strains, and you don't have to listen to them in any particular order. None of these podcasts, we created that on purpose.
Yeah, it's for evergreen. You can go listen to any episode, any strain, anything, and it'll be relevant. There's always information that is relevant to you, to that situation, to
the conversations just get better over time. I'm going to shut up now. Brandon, tell us, what would be the best way to get involved beyond the podcast? What should they get into?
Honestly, and this is probably perfect for everyone, microdosing is like the perfect introduction for anything. If you can find microdosing products, that's ideal. It's 2 milligrams to maybe 5 milligrams. The problem is even 5 milligrams on a very first time can send you to the moon. You can be incredibly high. So that's why it's really good to look for even 1 milligram, or there are different doses of CBD to THC. And if you could get like a 5-to-1 where it's 5 parts CBD to 1 part THC, and you're taking maybe 1 milligram THC and 5 milligram CBD, that can really help mitigate some of that high that you might get at the beginning. Or if you're using it as a medicine, the best way to introduce it is actually take it about 30 minutes before bed for a week. And then any time that you experience those incredible highs would be while your body is sleeping. So your body can actually become accustomed to having that in your system. So then after about a week, you can start taking that during the day. And you can get those same benefits without experiencing the crazy highs that come. But as we've learned, if you introduce CBD into your system, that can help reduce the high. If you take lemon juice or the terpene limonene, it can also help reduce the heart palpitations or racing heart and anxious feelings that you get.
Yeah. And on top of that, like, there's so many new products out there that are hemp derived. I'm not a Delta 8 fan by any means.
Not at
all. I think Delta 8 tastes and feels awful to me. That's not to say that other people haven't. It's very similar to those who enjoy drinking really good wine as opposed to box wine. I've got a sister-in-law who loves box wine. She's it's the best.
Okay,
and who am I to say that's bad? But hold on, wait. It's the idea is that there are so many different types of products out there that can help people. And if they don't know, they don't know. Yeah, so
exactly.
Some of the products that we have actually looked into, we've tried ourselves. One of them is a local company in Utah called Discreet, and they make really good microdosing products that are very mild. I have never heard anybody saying I went into full-blown panic attack except a family member, but they are super, super sensitive.
Did she take two that time though?
She took one and it gave her, but it was just her body that day.
Oh, I thought she had taken two.
And that's another thing to think about too. What is your home? What is your environment? And not necessarily like, are you in the woods or are you in the city? It's more of where are you personally?
Yeah.
Where are your emotional state?
Your mental state.
Yeah. Your mental state. What kind of foods are you putting into your body? Have you experienced trauma recently? These factors start to weigh in, but the microdosing.
What are you not addressing in your life? Because if you're hiding something or like trying to avoid it, it won't help you do that. This isn't alcohol. It doesn't numb you. It doesn't like make you forget shit. You will address shit. You will hyper-focus on something, introspect, and see that thing from a million different perspectives and go, what in the fuck? Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But
that's where, and two, it's just knowing it's the intent, what you're using it for.
Yeah.
It's not as you can treat it very sacredly with the whole ritual, go through that. That's amazing. And you can also do it where you get in your car, you pull your pen out, you take a couple puffs, and on you drive. Like, wherever you are, you can utilize this one to get you into a better state. But also know that it's not without its downsides too. And we worked on many different things to be able to help our body out. Like we talk a lot about CBD is really good, but also having limonene type products, lemon juice and lime juice. Lemon juice is good in linalool, but if you take lime juice, it's even higher.
And limonene.
In the limonene, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
In the limonene. And that's actually going to help a lot with uplifting, taking the anxiety off, or even reducing the high, which really makes you feel better. And so that's something that a lot of people aren't aware of, especially when it comes to dosing, even microdosing, because we don't know how our system is going to react. I know people like, I saw this kid, dude, he's one of my nephew's friends, and the kid ate a 250 milligram edible, a gummy. Didn't touch him at all.
Yeah.
He had another one. 30 minutes later while we were working out.
Yeah.
Nothing. And I was like, dude, you poor soul. He's probably getting all the benefits.
Totally.
Of it.
Oh, yeah.
But he's just, his endocannabinoid system is different, which usually tells me that there's something else going on in his system, something that's blocking that could be on a metabolic level.
Yeah.
It could be a blood concern. There's a lot of things. I work with a functional medicine clinic right now, so I've learned a lot about the body. And so it's those things can impede your use of certain, well, we can call them vitamins, like TH and C, right? Yeah. These vitamins are essential to being able to, and you have to have the right method, but it's such a, everybody's so different. So you can't just say this product's the best for microdosing. They take that and they're like,
Well, and even within that, it's how much of that dose, because like the cycling products, they're great drinkables. And they're like 1 milligram or 5 milligrams THC and 25 milligrams CBD. But yet someone can drink half of that and be sent to the moon.
Oh, yeah. I know a person. I gave her a can of it and she drank half of it and she was gone. She fell asleep in her chair. She has a shot glass of it now and it still makes her super tired. So it's, hey, everybody's different, but figure it out. There's so many products out there for microdosing.
Yeah.
There's so many.
So many products in general, even within flower or when you go into any of the others. There's endless amounts of products, cannabinoid breakdowns, and like terpene breakdowns. So if you look at a product and you're going, hey, this one really didn't sit well with me, if you can get the breakdown of what is in that plant, whether it's the terpene breakdown, the cannabinoid breakdown, you can look at that and go, okay, this didn't work well with me. All right, what was it that didn't work well? Well, I see it has myrcene, it has terpenylene, it has these things in there. And you can go, well, I noticed that strains that had linol or limonene worked incredibly well with me, or a strain that had alpha pinene. And so then when you go to your pharmacy or your dispensary or even if it's your plug, if you understand the terpene profiles that work really well with you, you can go to websites like Leafly and even look and find, hey, I'm looking for these types of terpene profiles. And if you can find that, you can find types of strains to look for or ask for. And yet every cultivar around the country is different. Every cultivar around the world is different. So you can grow Blue Dream in New York and then grow the same thing over in California.
Totally different.
From the same seed. And yet, even if you use the same nutrients, the same everything, the atmosphere is different. Like everything in that area is different. So you'll end up with a different product. So it's always good to look at those and go, hey, here's a good starting base level, but understand that there will always be those differences. And just finding that what difference and what variant of that plant works really well for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so important for people to understand, especially when they have experiences that are negative or less than positive. I know my first introduction was super negative, like super negative, I went back because I've constantly been surrounded by weed my entire life. Like everyone that I know, my husband, like all my friends are like super marijuana, like aficionados, like you guys, right? They know it all. And I've never been able to consume it in that way. I can only metabolize it. Like, if I smoke, if I hit a pen, holy shit, it's like the upside down from Stranger Things. I just go to the moon and like the devil's moon or something, like not a good place, but I metabolize it. And I feel like I'm telepathically communicating with the plant, similar to like psilocybin mushrooms for me. So,
which is another
healing thing
for really facing your shit. I feel like that has been something that for both of us has been a really big or like introspective eye opener.
We talking about stronger psychedelics?
Psilocybin, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the thing, too, to notice that if you are a cannabis consumer and you're wanting to go into any type of other mind-altering substances such as psilocybin, ketamine, etc., you're going to be a little bit more primed to being able to take it. I hear so many people saying, I had a bad trip. I have never had a bad trip. I've only had really good experiences coming out of it. And I think it's because when you break it down, like, cannabis is a very mild psychedelic. You could take a lot of it and you can experience psychedelic. You are full on going to trip. And I've done that. I've had those times. I think I've had more scarier times on cannabis than I had on psilocybin.
Just because of dosing.
True, right?
Same. Everyone has an endocannabinoid system. It's just some people's reactions to the phytocannabinoids are a little bit different. Yeah. And I'm always curious with that because some people are like, oh, I'm allergic to smoking or I'm allergic to this. And I'm like, I would be very curious on a cellular level to see what it is, the interaction that's causing that. Is it truly a cellular level interaction? Is it mental interaction? Is it like, what is the interaction that is causing this? And is it a specific cannabinoid? Is it a terpene? Is it like a flavonoid? Like, where in that chemical breakdown causes that?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite recent strains is Tropicana Cherries. And we got this amazing strain. First time I smoked it, I was like, because I've smoked it in concentrate. It was great. And then I had it in flower. And oh, man, like I busted out. Like I had this document I was producing for my client. I busted it out in an hour. That would have taken me 4 hours usually. And I was like, oh man, I felt so good. And I went back out and I'm like, I got to have another bowl of this. An hour later, after I had already smoked a bowl, my nose passage started to swell. I couldn't breathe through my nose. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I go into full-blown panic attack. And I'm like, oh, cool. It's fine. I know what to do. I do all the necessary steps. It comes down in a half hour. And it took that long to come down, which is very odd.
For flower.
Yeah. But the reason why, it was extremely high in beta-carotene, which is pepper. And that got up into my nasal pass just because I blew smoke out and it came out through my nose.
Dang.
And it just closed it up. Wow. And I was like, oh, there you go. So I'm curious when somebody says I'm allergic to it, are they breaking out in hives? Is their throat swelling up?
Yeah. Like,
same. That is an allergic reaction.
That's where my mind goes is what is it that they're saying? Is it mental? Is it like, what is this thing that they're saying is this reaction? Is it they feel weird and so they don't like it?
Yeah.
Is it they feel high so they don't like it? What is that experience that they're saying? And of course, I have no way of understanding it.
No, you don't feel anything.
Maybe they
could, numb.
If I sat down, but I don't know anyone who really wants to experience that.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
No,
especially if they're like, hey, I have allergic reactions or this. I'm like, cool, well, come sit down with me and smoke and let's talk it out so I can understand what you're feeling. And I don't know anyone who wants to go through that experience to help give me more data on it.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Well, so, in approaching these like conversations, like we're talking about, because we all know the benefits of cannabis. We know the medical benefits. We know the emotional benefits. So let's say, for instance, we know cannabis can possibly cure a family member, so a friend, someone we know, someone we love of an affliction, but we get pushback because of these bad experiences, because of the way that's marketed, because you guys know all the branding associated with it. And of course, like big pharma doctors, there's pushback from the medical community. Can you share your thoughts on how to approach that conversation in introducing using cannabis medically?
With the different walks of life, and just saying from my perspective, and Brandon's got a lot of perspectives as well, because he's talked to a lot of different people about that. But a lot of it is just breaking down that stigma. We talk about flower first because it is by far the best, cleanest experience that you can have. And so typically what we talk about is using a vaporizer because it's not as strong on the smoke side.
You don't get carcinogens.
No.
That's one of the biggest things.
It lasts longer. Yeah. I feel like it lasts a lot longer.
I think, and we've talked about this too, the bioavailability. Yeah. And basically what that means is like the amount of medication or product that is available in your system by the time your body processes it.
Yeah.
And with like cannabis, if you smoke it or take an edible, even then you're getting... it's a minute 20 to 40% bioavailability. It's incredibly low.
It's being able to talk about what we say all the time, low and slow. Try a little bit. Wait for time. The funny thing is that the older people, my generation, I know I just said I was old, but still, older generation, they're actually way more open to it. The younger generation, they just want to get high.
Yeah.
And they'll take Delta 8, Delta 9, and they get super messed up. And you're just like, I don't agree with that.
I don't know. I think one of the big things that works a lot for me, even in the conversations that I have with a lot of people, is helping them understand like, hey, cannabis is just a medication, just like any other medication that's out there. Now, obviously, cannabis can be done. It can do a lot of things. It can be used to get you high, but so can Tylenol if you take a shit ton of it. You're probably going to look at that bottle and take the dose that's recommended on that bottle because that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
That's the same with cannabis. You're going to find your recommended dose for your ailment, your use, your whatever. And when you find that, you're approaching it like any other medication. And when they can understand it of, hey, the intent of this is not to get you high, when they're looking at it going, oh, well, I'm stressed, or I got this pain, or I've got this. Cool. Well, we can help you address that. This can help you address it, but just be careful because it can get you high. But let me help you understand it's all about dosing, just like that bottle. Don't be stupid and take that whole bottle.
Yeah.
You're going to go low. You're going to go slow. You're going to take like the one pill and you're going to keep lemon juice and maybe some CBD around.
Yeah. And that, and the other part too, is to be open-minded. Like, really don't go into a dispensary and just buy one product and going there. Like, you really should be sampling as many as you can. One thing that I really like about certain brands such as Select is that they'll do a 0.3 milligram cart, disposable cart. It's tiny. It's like in Utah, it's $30. Like, it's so cheap and you could just try it out. And if you don't like it, it's $30. You haven't invested into an ounce of flower, a full gram cart.
Or you can go buy a gram of flower. If you are doing flower, I love that you can go to a dispensary or a pharmacy and go, cool, I want a gram of these. And you can get a gram of a ton of different flowers.
Yeah.
Because if you're new, a gram will last you a long time.
Yeah, and even in Utah, you got a pretty decent amount of grams that you can buy per month, like decent amount. And for a state like Utah, that's really big. You got to think about all the dispensaries across the U.S. and your plugs. And that's another thing. Like, if you have a plug, you know, see if they're knowledgeable. And if you are a plug, be knowledgeable. Like, know what strains you're selling. To just say, I got a bunch of shit, dude. You guys want some? Here you go.
Right? Best just, marketing ever.
And everybody goes, sure. And then you ask them, my sister will get it. And they're like, where did you get that? And she's like,
what is it?
Oh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a trusted source, don't put it in your mouth, right? Yeah. I think that should be like a common thing over there. Don't put it in your mouth if you don't know them.
Yeah, right.
I think everybody needs
seems
to know
like
that
common
too.
Common sense to me. Right? Don't put it in your mouth if you don't know them.
That should be a shirt. And then it's just advertised by Tinder, right? Yeah. Swipe right, but don't put it in your mouth. Take it easy.
Speaking of putting it in your mouth and not knowing it, rescheduling versus descheduling.
Yes.
Bringing us to this. Oh my gosh. Guys, if you haven't watched this episode, we're going to link to it in the show notes because it's such a great episode. Okay. So two things. So heroin having more medical value than cannabis, number one. And then number two, in the medical community, number two, the farming bill in 2018 that was passed that enabled people to have 30% concentration in Delta 9, I believe. Why do you think it was silently passed? Why did no one know about that?
The farm bill or the heroin being?
Well, both things, but the second question, I'm like, really? Why so did no one? I've been wondering that. Why did no one know about that in 2018?
We knew about the farm bill, but not that I didn't know about the percentage of Delta 9 in there, because usually it was 0.03% dry weight of the total.
And that's how they get, that's how they are able to move past that, because it's not actual, it's still considered dry weight in a suspended form. So regardless if it's liquid,
but it's not of the cannabis product, it's of the total weight of the product. No, like the product containing everything. So that's why, because when I talked to whatever company it was, and I was like, how are you guys doing this? Because your total weight, this doesn't make sense to me. And they were like, oh, it's because it's the total weight of the actual product. So they get to count like the gummy, the like all the gelatin, all that other weight. And it's only the 0.03% of the total weight of that product. So it's still within the 0.03% THC, but the weight of that product. And I was like, because when I looked at it, I was like, that doesn't make sense. And I don't know how you get that dosing within fitting in this bill. And they're like, it's total weight of the product. And I was like, well, that makes way more sense than it does, because there's no way in hell you can get that math and calculate that in that dose.
No.
Otherwise, it just didn't make sense.
I think a lot of it, the reason why nobody really talked about it is because it's been proposed multiple times. So you have to know that cannabis has gone, this has been going on for over a decade now, trying to get it passed. Yeah. The farm bill was really nice with any hemp-derived products that were going out there, so people could be able to pass that. So now you can send things through the mail. But what's one of the great things that have been done, and I say that with a lot of sarcasm, is you have companies like Mood, and I'm going to shit on Mood right now. Mood is a Delta 8 garbage heap that put a lot of money into advertising and got people believing that they are getting real cannabis delivered to their homes anywhere. Yeah. And for a while, that was working out. And because of companies like Mood, now you've got states that are criminalizing any Delta 8 products whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. the reasons why is because of companies like Mood saying, oh, you can just buy it. And what they saw was an opportunity. What we're seeing within those companies is opportunism at its worst. These aren't cannabis people. These are business right. people that saw an True. Opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's what's bad because, but that's also the good thing.
We did a couple episodes in a company called Cake. They have an amazing dab rig. It's called the Glow.
Dude, that thing was cool. It's ghetto as fuck.
But I mean, saw that.
But the experience yeah. is super smooth, like really so smooth rig. But they sent us out this 2 gram cart, and the label on their COA or like on the box says it's THCA. And for those of you who yeah. know what that is, it's basically just cannabis, according to the COA.
Which is funny because that doesn't make any sense.
Legally, it does. Because the compound that's illegal is the Delta 9 THC, and that's only present when it's ignited, or heated. The illegal compound is only active. It's only present when you're smoking it or heating it right. up. It's not technically legal to have THCA because right. that doesn't get you high. You could eat bags and bags of that and be just fine. I think it's...
Yeah, well, and the reason why it got passed, this is one of the things that people don't like to talk about, but it absolutely is the reason why, is that these bills have been, they've been brought up in front of the president. And the only thing the president's doing is writing off his approval of, yeah, you guys can go ahead and try and pass this. And then it goes to the Senate, and then the Senate passes it and it's law. But the president only has a blessing. He can't really make anything happen. But right. President Trump's the only one that signed it. Obama mm-hmm. wouldn't sign it. Bush mm-hmm. wouldn't sign it. And these came up for a while. Clinton wouldn't sign it. These are things that have been proposed to the presidents over and over. And it, for Trump to do that strategically was good for him on that sense. But a lot of people didn't realize that. They all thought it was like yeah. Obama going, yeah, pot's legal. And he's like, no, I'm not going to let that happen, America.
I feel like everything in America is a business push, honestly. So totally. The hemp bill has got to have been a business push. The heroin thing actually was incredibly frustrating when I saw that come around, because my ex-wife, her sister, has been a heroin addict for most of the time that I have known them.
Wow. I get that too, but I mean, at the same time, I'm not going to completely throw heroin out. No, it does have, but it's right. good.
They rescheduled it, and basically it's a Schedule 2 saying it has more medical value than cannabis.
Yeah, but if right. we look at it in the pharma way, what are they trying to be able to do? They're trying to create some type of pill or
some type
of pharmaceutical.
They already have that for cannabis.
That's the thing that I don't
THC,
want from cannabis.
They already
though.
Have it.
I don't
in THC and CBD.
Oh, I know they do.
They've
but
had it for years.
Those products are far and few between.
But and, that is medical proof, though.
Yeah, but so I wouldn't want to use that type because it's the worst either. Type of
But
cannabis.
It's the scheduling of heroin is
oh,
less
no, I totally get that.
Dangerous medically and it's, has medical value where they see, even though they have pharmaceutical things from cannabis, they look at it and they go, there's no medical value. But no, yet they have medical products of cannabis.
They do. And I think it's just ultimately what it is. It's just over time. It's recently come to light. Right. And when I say recent, it's been the last couple decades. That it's getting more and more mainstream and
oh,
more
cannabis?
Accepted. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so it'll take time to be able to get that
well,
time.
Opium. When we all grew up and our parents grew up, it was still marijuana's bad. When before oh, that, yeah. our grandparents' generation, yeah. it's still been perpetuated down of cannabis is dangerous. It's this harmful drug. And
which is funny now because my mom, is, she smokes. She grows her mm-hmm. own. She's in her 60s. My dad, he's used it intermittently. But he still has
I think
the stigma.
It would have so much more value for him if he would use it regularly.
But the thing is that you have to also look at, like, where is it coming from? What's their stigma? Because ultimately, yeah. it's, with anything, yeah. it's from drugs to...
Well, and he's going to look at it and go, well, why do I need it? It's like my mom or my dad. They'll use cannabis when it's, like, incredible pain. They'll use, like, CBD or microdoses of THC. But they're yeah. never, it's not a daily vitamin for them. It's not a, hey, I'm taking this as a medication or
but
something.
That's okay, too, though.
It is, but... For them, where they ache and have all these things normally, CBD, even on a regular basis with microdoses of THC, would be greatly valued for them. But they also aren't, my parents aren't ones, just probably like your parents, aren't ones to really take a lot of medications, period.
Well, but it's like anything else.
Yeah.
Right? Like
I've had someone to cancer who used cannabis to try and yeah. to save themselves from it. It's not guaranteed that it will.
No.
But yet we've also right. seen other people who have done studies and they've gone through it and they don't have cancer. They've gone through it and just use cannabis. But again, like you said, it's not a heal all.
Like when we talk about ibuprofen or Tylenol, like these products come from plant derived. And so that's why it's more medicinal at that time. But I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like I would say, no, I won't take Tylenol because I take cannabis. No, there are times where I'm going to use these certain types of medications. What I will say, though, is that it lessens the need to be able to use it. I used to frequently use ibuprofen, like 8 to 1600 milligrams a day. But I have my body is beat up from years of training, of fighting, military, all these other things. Yep. Like it's abused. I use less and less now, much less than I ever have before. And so I think it's just the problem with the rescheduling and the descheduling is that, and I said it on the podcast, and I don't know, Brandon, I think it's a pipe dream. I think it's a carrot dangling it out in front of cannabis consumers.
We talked about it. It's election year. They like to do this. Every time there's an election year, it's always like a massive push of, hey, we're going to reschedule or deschedule or something goes through. And it's like, but then nothing happens. It's just all the news, all the excitement of getting everyone behind whatever candidate is pushing this idea, and then nothing changes.
Which is funny because Biden just passed something that actually hurt cannabis.
He was awake and passed something?
Yeah.
Sleepy Joe?
Sleepy Joe. But it was not, it's not for cannabis. It's against it. It's not him that's making those choices. It's people in his cabinet. And so that's another thing to think about. Don't align with some type of political ideology just because you want to get legal cannabis, because you'll be sorely mistaken. It's not because it's Republicans are just crazy Christians and Democrats are godless heathens. It's
no, everyone's fucking nuts.
And everybody's they're looking at it from a standpoint of, well, is this going to look good on me?
Yeah.
And totally. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to shut up.
It's service to self all the way around. I think what struck me most about it, about that episode in particular, really speaks to the chronic disease, holistic versus catastrophic way of treating, specifically when we were talking about heroin being more medically valuable, quote unquote, than cannabis, because I've used Kratom and I've used cannabis, and Kratom super demonized as an opiate and all these other things, but it has helped me so much with my pain, and it is so much less addictive than Lortab, than oxycodone, all these other things. And then it is more naturally derived from the kratom leaf. So I understand from the perspective of the catastrophic surgeries and like how you were saying, like I'm in fights and I've been in the military and my body's been blown to pieces. Hell yeah, you may want to consider these higher level like pain relievers, right? And of course, anything you can get more natural and that isn't an NSAID and that will have less side effects is more desirable. But then you also do the chronic disease holistic living maintenance, because basically the root of all disease and what makes pain and everything else so much worse is inflammation. So having cannabis daily, I think what I took away most, regardless of all the legal bullshit, it's just not a one or the other thing. You really need to look at both. But I just personally feel like cannabis has been just marketed super falsely. And there's so many distortions, as we've talked about, mood, all these other things around it. So it was a great episode. You guys covered a lot of ground there.
No, and I want to reverse on that one. Now, I use cannabis daily. And the reasons why I use cannabis daily is what you just stated right there. It's for inflammation, and it does help with inflammation. It does help lower my blood sugar. I'm a type 2 diabetic, so when I use it, it actually helps me alleviate my anxieties that I have about my high blood sugars, and it's been able to reduce that. It helps out with my blood pressure, but it depends on what I'm taking. And that's a thing to be able to be open about it too. And Brandon stated that many times, is that the strains that you have, or whatever product you're using, it needs to be done with intent, and you need to understand what you're taking. So if you're taking something where you're more prone to anxiety and panic attacks and you don't like uppers, stay away from brands that are typically related to sativa. It doesn't mean the sativas are all the uppers. So I've had sativas where I've knocked my dick in the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Classic Thunderfuck. That puts me to sleep. It's so crazy. And other strains, just like other indicas, like just give me peppy. And I'm like, hey, this is awesome. Yeah. So it's not thinking like it's indica or sativa. And we place that in the category so it's easier to be able to go, okay, this is an indica one. Yeah. These are some things I can expect with it. And like linalool and limonene are found in sativa type of cannabis strains. It's not found in indica strains. And if it is, it's on the minor amounts, but not enough.
To make a big effect,
It's more of your myrcene, your beta-carophyllene. And so it's
alpha-pinene.
And alpha-pinene, but really heavy on the myrcene. I've seen a lot of them have. But it just be knowledgeable about what you're taking and what you're taking it for. If it's pain, find one that's more associated with pain. Leafly, great resource.
All bud, WikiLeaf.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them out there.
And cross-reference them because some of them are like way off.
And some of them are different genetic lines. So you'll go and see, hey, this one says like that it's this genetic line. Okay, well, then I'm going to this seed one and I see this genetic line. You're like, okay, well, there's two different ones. So this one shows this different terpene profile. So you can basically figure out from there, like, all right, what is the experience that you're getting? Is it more of this one? Because there's even in the same strains, more indica dominant cultivars, just depending on what lighting, what nutrition, what like everything that's gone into that plant can really affect the terpenes and the outcome. So it's even though the seed or the strain might technically be an indica or sativa leaning, the experience might be drastically different.
So pay attention to the pay attention to the tin, the package, ask questions. And if you don't know, just get the name of it and then start researching it. And when in doubt, just go to our podcast and start listening to episodes, get a little entertained, learn a little bit. And see if we've been able to help you on that side. And if we haven't, ask us questions, reach out. We're super open. We respond all the time. Like I've had a lot of people hit me up on Facebook personally and are like,
Instagram,
hey, love your show. And I'm like, thanks, man. Really appreciate it. That's why we do it. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you responded. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't I respond to you? And they're like, oh, you're like a celebrity. Or like, dude, we're not celebrities.
I'm just Brandon and this is Jesse.
Yeah. Not anywhere close. It's kind of weird. That's the weirdest thing about the podcast is running into other cannabis users and they're like, oh my gosh, it's you. And I'm like, yeah, like we have our super fan. We played video games with him one night.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even play. He was just so excited.
I jumped on with him and he was like, man, I'm just like freaking out. I just keep forgetting to play. Just like chatting and stuff.
Come on, dude. We're playing. Let's have fun.
Love that guy.
I don't even listen to our show. Like multiple times.
I only do it when I edit it. And then
I do it when the episodes come out. I'll listen to it and I critique her. I go, we could have done that better. And we've been getting better as time goes on. We don't think we're the best. We don't think we got it down.
Same.
Being always more to learn.
Being the number one cannabis podcast, it's a responsibility. And so we've made a vow to ourselves that we'll never let this go to our head, no matter what. Even if we turned out that this makes us money and we live off of this, we'd probably be even more humble. Like just way more chill.
Yeah.
And those who are close to it be like, dude, those guys are cool because they give me stuff all the time. Like we get so many products sent to us, we'll use it and we're like, hey, you want this? And they're like, you sure? Yeah, I've got too much stuff here.
Every single one of our friends probably has
at least
a few products that it's like, oh, hey, I tested this one. It's cool, but I've got 10 other things and I don't need this. So
except this baby, Brandon will never let that go.
Anywhere. I love the volcano.
This has been, he's loved it. And Storz & Bickel was so generous. They sent us like
the Mighty Plus, the Crafty Plus, the Hybrid.
Yeah. We didn't get the Venti.
It wasn't out yet.
No, it wasn't, but they were so quick to send this out. And that's why it just goes to show that if you put a lot of love out there with what you're doing, it's going to get reciprocated.
Hell yeah. We're all just facing our shit, healing ourselves, having these conversations. It's now my favorite part of the conversation, biohacking with art. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. You guys are pros. Listen to you. You got the volcano right there. You're born ready. All right. If you could describe the power of cannabis with any art medium, how would you make it and what would you choose?
Your faces. I'll tell you this, and Brandon's got a probably better. So Brandon's very artistic. Brandon really enjoys art and creating it. I am a very particular style of art consumer. And I will tell you right now where it speaks to me, because it's immediate. Like when you said it, it's something that I talk about with people. I'm like, did you get the picture? So when you say that based on a positive emotion, did you get the picture? An image pops in your mind. And the image that pops in my mind is the fresco done by Raphael, which is the School of Athens. It is my favorite piece of art because of what is going on in there and the depth of it. And even the artist had painted himself into that, where it's got Socrates and all the great minds of that time period. And the cool thing is that a fresco is done in a wet clay wall. And then when it hardens, it's there forever. And it's so amazing and yet tragic at the same time, because time will take it away. And the way it's been preserved today, it's so great. But for me, the reason why like cannabis speaks to that is that we have such a finite amount of time being in these flesh sacks. And I'll tell you, if we could spend that collaborating together, not on just the problems, but on solutions and being able to share love, that's what it speaks to me. When I think of cannabis, I have that painting. I have a copy of that, a print. And I look at that often when I'm cruising on cannabis, and I just go, gosh, things could be better if I could just get everybody really high and just go, hey, let's talk this out and let's see what we're going to do. This is the great uniter for me. And I know it's a great uniter for Brandon and for many others around the world, but when you said that, that's the image that came to my head. And if I was to create something, it would be around that. It would be around by being able to create something like a fresco, where I could put my stamp not only on a canvas, but there to be hardened and appreciated for a certain amount of time. Yeah. And it'll crumble with time just like me.
Interesting.
Love that.
Bro, that was deep. How high are you?
I'm not even high yet. That's the thing, dude. What the fuck? I need some. I was thinking about smoking on the way over.
The whole time I was like, before I got on, I was like, man, this isn't my show. It's not respectful to smoke on someone else's. So I took a few dabs before, and then I was like, man, I didn't have a pen.
I'm going to go get the bong.
That's okay.
Jet Filtrations.
Love their pipes.
Dude, it's the best bong in the world.
Amazing bong. Yeah, super smooth. So my art piece, that's Jesse Speaks Boldly of my art. I definitely art, but I don't.
What's one of your pieces that you would say would speak to you? He's got a bunch in their room.
These are all just, not all of them are mine. Not speaks to me, but if I were to create an art piece around cannabis, then the medium I would use is paint. Acrylic is really just what I've messed around with. That's what I do the most with. So that's probably my medium that I would use for it. But the thing with cannabis is, it's a connector. It's like a connector to other people. It's a connector to myself, like my true self, to actually finding my true self. Yeah. So I think that media, like that piece would become modern in certain aspects, that there'd be like interpretive aspects to it. But to me, I think I would put like faces and healing and tie all of this stuff within it.
I want to get baked and go to an art museum now, crazy one.
Yes, I would love to. I just...
not somebody painting fruit. I want to see something good. Crazy.
Oh, I love the art. Literally. Like all the art, you go to all of the galleries around the world, like going through them, you see the incredible artwork, and even just like the strokes of... Every artist is so different, so unique. Yeah, they're strokes. But the Van Gogh, they did the traveling Van Gogh one that I've been seeing around the country. I did it 2 years ago here. And it's like the immersive one where they cast it all onto the walls and do all this stuff. It was amazing. And to see Van Gogh's art on that level, where every stroke is like the size of my hand, you can truly see the level of detail and artwork and just everything that was put into that. Or going to the cathedrals all throughout Europe and seeing like the Sistine Chapel and seeing the roofs and stuff. Like, art is this incredible connection to the soul. And to share that with your like healing and that, it is beautiful. It's incredible to see what people truly share that speaks from their soul in that, because I feel like that is the expression of art, is like the soul's truest expression if you allow it to. It's just so many people don't ever listen to what their soul says, so they don't produce anything artful.
Smoke a little bit, slow down. Yeah. Appreciate what's been created.
I'm living the art every day. and even in this show with you guys and in the series I've created. So your answers were absolutely phenomenal. I loved the time aspect. I definitely relate to that because I feel like photography affords immortality in a way. So it speaks to that idea of this is going to crumble with time. Just the programming we have around time. We could just go on and on forever. It's been so fucking real chatting with you today. Tell us where people can find you. Obviously, they're going to go to your podcast. We're going to link to it. You guys have your website. You're on... Yep.
CannabisSchool.us. You can go find us on Instagram at Cannabis School Podcast. I think on TikTok, it's probably the same. We did have to change it on Facebook because we got done fucked up and I got us hacked.
Oh, well. It was only like 35,000 people.
42.
Oh, well.
42.
And you know what? We don't even care. Because honestly, it's okay. Because we saw Ed Rosenthal got hacked. And so we're like, we feel better.
Yeah, it was terrible. The same week that ours got hacked. His Facebook story started showing the same stuff as ours. And he got hacked too.
Yeah. Now it's like about puppies and stuff. It's so random. Yeah,
whoever took our page.
Yeah, you can find us there. We're everywhere on social. Yeah. But the best way, message us directly through the podcast. We have polls. We have ways to send us voicemail through Spotify. If you want to just shoot us a message. And
you can also watch the show on Spotify for those who are listening. It's not visible on anywhere else except for YouTube because no other platform allows video right now. But as of right now, you are able to watch the show on Spotify as well.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So. We're going to list all of these resources and more, everything we chatted about today in the show notes. I hope everyone is able to take away something from this tremendous conversation we've had today, 420 special episode, to help them go out, face their shit, therefore healing themselves. Remember, as always, the truth will set you free. We will see you all next time. Bye.
Hell yeah.
If you liked this episode or you think this show would be useful for someone else, the best way you can show your support is to share it on your social media outlets with family and friends or subscribe with the link below to receive exclusive perks. And if you're feeling really generous, please leave a review on podchaser.com, YouTube, or Apple Podcasts and pick up a signed copy of my book about how I healed myself from endometriosis on my Instagram at Meredith W. Ochoa. Thank you so much for listening and for having the bravery to face your shit and heal yourself.